Margaret Road, and we are now backstage at Oceaga Festival on site for the 2025 edition. Now in its 19th year, the festival is expecting around 300,000 people to walk by the site by the end of the 3 days that it's happened. We're here on the Friday, just as everything's starting to open up. A little bit of sound that you can hear in the background is just, you know, Begonia's gone up on stage, the first artist to open up the stage for this year officially. And you can hear a little bit of the artist vehicles just like shuttling and ferrying people on site and between stages and stuff so that we can see them on time. And this year's festival has an ambitious lineup. It's the festival organizers have promised that they're going to bring us something for everyone. A bit of rock, a bit of pop, a bit of electronic music, some dance music, some pop music, some folk stuff, new artists, emerging artists, the big heavy hitters. And this is what we have for you on Friday. So one of the big news is already that's been coming in is that Wonder Horse have had to pull out of the festival. Health reasons, Jacob Slater has had to pull the plug on parts of this Wonder Horse North American tour. So they're not going to be able to do Oceaga. They're not going to make it down to Chicago for Lollapalooza as well. Now, Lollapalooza is quite closely tied in to Oceaga as well, because we have a lot of overlapping artists because they tend to be on the exact same weekend. Lollapalooza Thursday onwards and Oceaga from Friday. So we see a lot of artists just, you know, do one and then play the other in whichever order that might be. So there'll be a lot of repeat names. And as we saw last year, Chapel Roan, she did a Friday set at Lollapalooza, drawing 100,000 people, and then came up to a very, very anticipated slot at Oceaga in the afternoon, drawing 30,000 people, the biggest crowd that an afternoon stage has seen at Oceaga ever. And we wonder who's going to be that artist this year, who's going to be able to do it. So for British and Irish music, here's what we can expect on this first day in here. One of the first artists we're going to see are the Struts Rock Band. In Kingston, you may have seen them last year when they were opening for Queens of the Stone Age, when they came to town and played at the Slush Puppy Center, as it is now called. We've also got Glass Animals, who are going to be closing out one of the big stages, Seine de la Montagne, the second biggest stage, the mountain stage. And then over in the evening, we've got some great R&B music from the rising star Georgia Smith, Manchester R&B singer. She's going to be on later on in the evening at about 8 o'clock over at the Forest stage. And then one of the most anticipated names in kind of British electronic music at the moment is someone who is completely dissolving the boundaries between electronic music, between dance music, with throwing in some jazz, throwing in some R&B, throwing in some gospel and soul. It's none other than Mercury nominated Barry Can't Swim, who's going to be closing down the Valley stage tonight at about 9 p.m. and that's a very anticipated set. He's just released his second album, Loner. And we are already starting to hear the crowd going wild. Other than that, we've got a lot of really cool artists coming up today as well. Group Project are the band that have been promoted to step in for Wonder Horse. They were going to be playing one of the series sessions, which is often where emerging Canadian artists get to showcase their talent, often an artist from Montreal locally itself. And so they've been promoted up. They're going to be playing at 2:30 this afternoon. And stepping in for them is a favorite of this show, an artist we've played on this show before, the Montreal musician Maggie Merlin, who just makes really cool indie alternative music with a touch of R&B, with a touch of soul, and just very, very catchy bass lines. Has worked with some of the biggest and best names in Montreal, including artists like, again, an artist who has been on this show, Busty and the Bass. Coming up after that on the Serious Sessions as well is BP Club, who we will actually be speaking to, so you'll hear them later in the show as well. I'm going to be talking to them very, very shortly. And then PP at the end, PYPY, who are going to be ending the Serious Sessions. Very, very anticipated headliners for today, of course. The closing act for Friday night is The Killers, who are, you know, obviously they put on a huge show. They played in Toronto and Montreal last year, played two huge shows. I think one night they played all their songs forwards, and then the next day they kind of flipped the set list around and played it from the last song to the first. So people basically heard Mr. Brightside right at the top. Glass Animals also very anticipated on tour at the moment. Lucy Dacus and Phineas, so huge for indie pop fans. Damiano David is also going to be here. He's the singer of Måneskin, the Italian rock band that won Eurovision in 2021, and he's gone solo himself. He's been doing slightly more interesting, more mellow kind of pop rock stuff since. And of course, one of the other really, really talked about artists for today is Doechii, who's going to be closing out the Forest stage. And, you know, we saw part of her show at Glastonbury. She brought such a big performance, huge stage. She is someone who is really, really made for headlining festivals because she doesn't half-heart it. She doesn't half-heart it at all. She brings absolutely everything that she has and puts on production, brings her dancers. The choreography is completely on point. She is absolutely tireless, and it's just a show that you can just get absorbed into. So I cannot wait to see her performing. She's going to be closing out one of the nights, and as time goes on, we'll keep bringing you more and more stuff, and that's probably what you're going to be hearing on this Sunday's show. So stick around with me. Thanks for listening. From Georgia Smith to start off this week's show. Hello folks, you're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. It is now time for the Yellow Brick Road. this Sunday evening. I'm your host, Rue, and it's a very, very special show this week, as a matter of fact, because if you were just listening to right the top of the hour, 8 p.m., I did get you that little message recorded right from on site at Oceaga Festival, because that's where a lot of this show's inspiration comes from. So I was at Oceaga this weekend, only the one day though. I went on the Friday, spent most of Thursday and Saturday just traveling back. So my back is still just recovering from 7 hours of being in a little bus, but it was all worth it for the fun that happens once you actually get there. It was a great, great event, as it always is. You know, the thing that Oceaga does really well is it brings you a mix of different kinds of artists, and we're going to see a little bit of that today on the show as well. I'm going to bring you music from the artists that I saw, music from artists that stood out to me. We'll talk about the festival in general and how it all went down. And we're going to bring you new music from British and Irish artists, as we always do. My brain is a little fried this week. I'm still kind of just like, you know, coming back down from festival season myself. So what we're going to do is we're going to play some new music. We're going to play some recorded music from artists that were at the festival. And we might play a few live performances, not necessarily from Oceaga, because obviously Oceaga doesn't make recordings available. But to keep you in that festival spirit, we're going to give you some live music from various other festivals and songs that the artists that played the festival this weekend have also performed elsewhere. So we're going to keep that live spirit going, basically. We started off this week's show with a little bit of Georgia Smith, who was playing on the Friday evening. Got to see her. She drew such a huge crowd, and people just really get into her vibe of just great R&B music. She and her backup singers were all really just having a great time singing to each other, interacting with the crowd, and it was a lovely setup to then get suddenly whisked away into a very different world, as following her was the artist Barry Can't Swim. But we're going to talk about that. This is one of the songs that she played. Georgia Smith has a new song out called With You that she's kind of described as being a love for the summer. That's what the song is about. And she performed that even though it was a brand new song, and it got a pretty big reception. And in the background, you can hear a little bit of a song called Peach by Salute and Sami Virgi, who both played at the festival but on different days. And we'll talk more about them, but I'm going to throw it to some music that was not at this festival, because as you know, if you're a regular listener, we always start off with some new music right at the top of the hour, give you some of the bigger new releases that you may have missed in the last week or so. So we're going to throw it first to some heavier rock music. That's how we're going to start this set. We'll go with a little bit of Nova Twins. They have a brand new song called Nova, and you may have seen that they've been releasing singles for a little while now, because their new album is going to be coming out, their third album, I believe. It's going to be called Parasites and Butterflies, coming out on the 29th of August, so that'll be a big end of summer release. I can't wait for it. I think Nova Twins are still one of the most underrated bands in the rock music sphere right now. They're kind of like blending those sounds, a bit of hip-hop, a bit of, you know, pedalboard wizardry, and generally bass and guitar magic in their fingers. I think this is going to be a big album for them. It's got a huge sound. We're going to listen to this new song that's just come out. It's called Nova. And, you know, the band have kind of leaned into empowering stuff on this particular album. They've been talking about how this song is, they say, dedicated to all our fierce alt warriors who dare to be different and unapologetically themselves. The album is available on their website for pre-orders and such, novatwins.co.uk. And then we're going to keep it rolling with some more alt rock and rock music. We've got a new album out from the British band The Amazons, whose new album is called 21st Century Fiction, and I'm gonna play us a song from the album called Wake Me Up. Now, I know there are 120 billion albums with the exact same name, many songs that are also called the same thing, but what they said was the aim was to evoke a feeling of tension and claustrophobia, like lightning is about to strike on a hot summer's night. They say it was penned with questions around rock music and the fragility of masculinity, taking chances. So that's what we're going to be listening to. You can find them at theamazonsband.bandcamp.com. The album's called 21st Century Fiction. Let's start off with Nova Twins. This is Nova on CFRC Radio. We'll be right back. 21st Century Fiction is now out, and that was a song from it called Wake Me Up. I do think, like, when you say Wake Me Up, to me, it kind of makes me think about certain electronic songs, really. But this is quite a lovely, like, anthemic song that's gonna sound really good when they play it at these outdoor festivals, because it is, of course, festival season, and that's kind of where live music's been coming alive this summer, as it happens every year. And we have a lot more festival stuff to talk about. Let me also first remind you that we had some music from Nova Twins. Also, you know, summer releases, it's a great time for big anthemic rock songs, like I said. Nova Twins have their album Parasites and Butterflies coming out on the 29th of August, so we're going to be listening out for that. Now, as I said at the top of this show, this week is all about Oceaga Festival. I was down there on site this weekend just for the Friday, but I was doing a little bit of media stuff, so, you know, I went out there, headed to the media tent, and just kind of like set up all your equipment, hang out, really get to feel like press, talk to other people doing various things for publications and radio and media and all that stuff. And I do have an interview that's coming up for you at I think maybe the second half of the show. So look out for that around 9 o'clock. We have a local Montreal musician who I've really enjoyed on the show. I don't know if I've really played them as much on Yellow Brick Road, but we used to play them all the time on Indie Wake Up Call when they released their album Fou de Gao last year. They're called BB Club, and we'll be talking all about them coming up later. But we're going to throw it to some live performances at the moment. I want to play us some music from the Struts, who were playing a pretty early slot on Friday afternoon. They were like the second or third band to go up on one of the main stages at Oceaga. And for Kingston folks, like I was saying, you may have seen them opening for Queens of the Stone Age when they came to that Second Cities tour and played in Kingston at Sash Papi Arena. And, you know, they can really fill the big, you know, sing-along crowds and stadiums and get people going. And the song that really started all of that for them, way back when it was kind of being performed and written in 2014, was a song of theirs called Could Have Been Me. And it's just kind of this song about, you know, never having regrets and going and doing stuff and all that. And I just find that it's got better and better as they've performed it live. So I want us to hear a live version of that song. One of the festival performances I could find was from a few years ago at Isle of Wight Festival, almost 10 years ago now, where they performed this song and it, you know, really got the crowd going, really blew up. And that's from their first album, Everybody Wants. And you can find it if you want to, you know, go find the album at thestrutsband.bandcamp.com. And then something non-festival related, I've got a new track from Nadia Sheikh, who, as a matter of fact, we saw at North by Northeast Festival this year. So I guess I can sort of tie that in. She has a new song called Just a Shadow, which she says is about the fragile moment when you're starting to feel better but still haunted by the fear of falling back into the darkness. It's a song for anyone who's ever battled their own mind and come out stronger, even if the scars are still there. If you've ever been in that weird space, she says, this one's for you. You can find her at Nadia Sheikh, .bandcamp.com. The song's called Just a Shadow. This is the Struts with their anthemic song, Could Have Been Me, on CFRC Radio.
I'm not afraid.
From Nadia Sheikh. That song is a big, big tune. It was called Just a Shadow that she's just put out, and she was in Canada back in June when she performed at North by Northeast Festival in Toronto. We also heard some music from the Struts. There's something so Freddie Mercury about Luke Spiller, their singer, isn't there? In the early days, he even used to look a bit like him. But this was quite a big hit. Could Have Been Me, performed at Isle of Wight Festival in 2014. And it's just to keep this festival kind of vibe going, because that's what we're doing here. We're talking about Oceaga Festival, because I was there last week, and I'm going to be playing us some music from artists that performed there. One of the Friday acts that played was Glass Animals. I mean, the stage, the main stages were so packed on Friday evening that you could have just stayed there and you could have had a really good limited time. I think with the exception of maybe one artist that slightly failed to capture the mood and, you know, get people going, it was a surprisingly big name, and I don't mind sharing that. I saw Damiano David, and now if you know, he was the frontman of Måneskin, the Italian rock band that won Eurovision back in 2021, and it was like a big moment for Eurovision to not just have ballads kind of getting ahead in the game. And of course, we saw in the years after that, it really opened up the field for slightly more left field stuff to come in, for guitars and such to make a return into the more popular and more voted music at Eurovision. But also, it launched Måneskin's own career to the point where they became one of the biggest rock stars in the world. They also had a huge hit in America on TikTok with their song Begging, and you know, rode this wave of rock music resurgence, and it was a really good time for them. And Damiano, I suppose, as he went on tour, wrote music with Måneskin. They just released an album last year. He sort of, I think, was having a few ideas of his own that maybe didn't fit into the Måneskin sound. And so he announced that he was going solo earlier this year, and he put out his own debut album. It's more kind of pop rock, and it's a slightly different vibe. And people have, you know, fans have had mixed kind of reviews on it. That's always the case with fans, like, you know, especially if you have a certain kind of sound. Fans can have various reactions to them, that's fine. But if you're able to perform those songs well live, if you're really into it and you're able to draw the crowd in, then you can really just prove that you don't have to stay in the little mold created for you by your best-known work. But that didn't really happen with Damiano when he was performing his solo work. I mean, he seemed a little bit distracted. He, you know, made one little reference to Måneskin in there, and that, I think, got the biggest cheer from the crowd. And he said something like, you know, maybe I should play you something from my old band set, just because, you know, everyone kind of knows them and likes them. And then he launched into a cover of Hozier's song Sweet, which kind of made no sense. And generally, it seemed a little bit erratic and a little bit out of place, basically. And for someone who's known for being such an energetic and such a charismatic frontman, this performance was just quite lackluster. That's just what I thought. But everything else that happened on that stage on Friday night, absolutely electric. And one of the artists that did have a really, really good show was, in fact, Glass Animals. And I was kind of looking at a bit of their set with an aim to rush over and get to see Georgia Smith. But I just enjoyed their set so much. I ended up staying for almost everything but maybe the last two songs or so. They were so captivating. They've just released an album last year. Again, one that's sort of come to slightly mixed reviews, but it's called I Love You So Effing Much. That was the album that came out last year, and they played a few songs from it, but really it was the energy that they brought onto the stage. They had this kind of spacey, psychedelic, almost like spaceship kind of backdrop behind them. But their singer Dave, he was everywhere. He was, you know, talking and getting the front row hyped up, running all across the stage. He got right into the middle of the crowd as well, just stood up in front of everyone and had this great moment as well. So that was a really, really good show. And I'm going to go back to an old hit for this one. I'm not going to play Heat Waves because that's what everyone's expecting me to play. But I'm going to play you their song Life Itself from their How to Be a Human album, 2015 or something like that. I can't remember now. And then more really good performances. I'm going to play something from French band La Femme. Now, they, if you don't know, are a band that really kind of blend a number of different genres together. There's a bit of disco stuff, there's some post-punk, there's some synth rock, there's some really distinctly French, like anthemic alternative as well. They had a rough time getting started. Now, they had tech troubles that almost ate 20 minutes off their set. When they got going, they really had the crowd in the palm of their hands. The crowd was singing along, dancing along. they sort of took turns being front people all the time, and they all had really good stage presence without ever actually clashing with each other. And one of their main singers had this huge keyboard of his like Roland keyboard, and it wasn't a Keita, but he held it like one, and he was just kind of jumping about, getting right up into the crowd, just flipping his keyboard around and all that stuff. It was just a great show to watch. So I'm gonna play something of theirs as well. This goes back a few years too, from a 2013 album, Psychotropical Berlin. The song is Si Un Jour, and you can find them at La Femme Resort. La Femme, R-E-S-S-O-R-T, .bandcamp.com. And then lastly, I'm going to play us, as you can already guess, you know, one of my favorite artists at the festival, one of my highlights from Friday night is Barry Can't Swim. The things that this guy is doing for electronic music, just blending together gospel, soul, this almost hypnotic, like therapeutic, you know, self-talk kind of thing, in his distinct Scottish accent. He came on stage, you know, playing his guitar and continued playing these like two haunting notes, launched a couple of synth atmospheric beats and stuff like that. And we launched into the first song of his set, which I'm going to be playing us, and you can imagine how that sounded live. It's called The Person You'd Like to Be. It's also the first track from his new album Loner that's just come out, and I think you listen to it and then we'll talk about it. So let's get started. This is Glass Animals with Life Itself, taken for you live from 2017's Glastonbury, coming up right now on CFRC Radio. the incredible Barry Khan Swim performing The Person You'd Like to Be, the very first song from his new album Loner that's just come out, and also the first song from his set at Oceaga Festival, which is what we're talking about tonight on the show. We've been playing you performances from artists who have performed at Oceaga, performances often from other places, just because Oceaga isn't really a televised event. And that set that you just heard, and what you are continuing to hear beneath me in the background a little bit of, is Barry Khan Swim's performance at Lollapalooza Festival, which was literally the evening before he arrived in Canada. So I think that maybe gives you a good sense of what his show was like, although of course he played a late evening slot. Like I said, he was closing out the Valley stage at Oceaga, but he was given an afternoon slot at Lollapalooza, so in bright sunlight. But you also heard some music from Glass Animals and La Femme on the show, the French band La Femme, and Glass Animals with a performance from 2017's Glastonbury of their song Life Itself. I want to talk a little bit about Barry Khan Swim as well, just before we move on. This was, like I said, the opening song of his set, and it's so striking what he does, because you never really see something like this happening in the middle of a rave set or in the middle of a techno set, because he walks out on stage, he's got these psychedelic primary colored backgrounds going on, so you sort of just see this silhouette of a guy slowly walking onto the stage, playing those two notes on his guitar. He walks up to his mixing desk, to his synths, and he starts playing that, both instruments at the same time. And then, you know, that beat drops, his live drummer kicks into action, and then, you know, the gospel vocals come in and all of that stuff. In other performances, he's had a full string section with him as well. There's a lot going on in his music, and it doesn't feel overwhelming. He also had live vocals at one part of the set. He brought out a friend of his, a guest, flown in with him from Ireland, his friend, the poet Some Dead Beat, the Irish poet, who came out to perform the song Dead Beat Gospel from his first album. And he's talked about the story behind that song. He said, "I hadn't seen my mate Some Dead Beat for about 6 years, but he'd come along to an Irish show that he'd performed at, and when he was just kind of talking and, you know, afterwards in the pub, whatever, his friend started giving him this poem that he'd written. He liked it so much that he kind of recorded it on his phone and just turned it into the song." So do go listen to that as well. You can find his work at barrycanswim.bandcamp.com. Of course, one more reason why he had a huge crowd on Friday evening was just because of the way that the stages are laid out at Oceaga. There are two stages next to each other to save time in setting up. So people were already queued up for the act coming after Barry, which was the Forest stage headliner, Dochi. Now, Dochi has had some incredible hype that's just been growing around her over the last couple of years. She released her album Alligator Bites Never Heal late last year. She performed at and was nominated and won a Grammy. She had that Tiny Desk that went viral earlier this year, and her stature as one of the best new rappers in America has just been growing and growing. Then she got invited to do Glastonbury this year, which we did talk about. She was headlining the West Hall stage, huge for an artist who's basically only performed in America for the most part. Oceaga was her first performance in Canada ever. And let's talk about her Glastonbury set for a bit, because it was themed around this idea of rap school almost, you know. So she has all these like desks set up as part of her stage set, and she comes out like dressed in kind of school uniform, and she's got her choreographers attending this rap school with her, and her set is divided into these different sections that focus on various aspects of rap. So they've got first the bars, then the flow, then scratches, then wordplay, and finally the art of storytelling. Her set was quite stripped back at Oceaga, but there was still a rap education going on over there. She didn't have the backup dancers, she didn't have the school props, and no choreography. But Dochi mentioned how much she enjoyed a set like this, because it was all about the rap. Her performance of the song Nissan Altima was breathtaking, although I can't play it for you because I would have to make 1 billion edits for radio to the point where it actually would interfere with your listening experience. So you go listen to that song on your own, but I'm going to play us one of the songs that she also played called Boiled Peanuts, and I'm going to play us a version of it from her Glastonbury performance. Her Oceaga set was quite different. You know, she is from Florida, and that's kind of what Alligator Bites is themed around her life as an artist growing up in Florida. And so the theme was all in. She had the swamp kind of stage, you know, lots of like grassy backgrounds and plants hanging all over. That was her stage props. But it was just her and her DJ in the background. She was on this elevated, grassy, swampy platform, and she was wearing this green jersey, brown boots, brown skirt and lace-up boots. Very reminiscent, I thought, of a swamp safari. And boiled peanuts is apparently a uniquely Floridian dish, so I thought this represented her set quite well. She had just incredible stage confidence, bantering with the audience, talking about to them, doing her dances, rapping with such confidence, and then the next moment doing these really soulful vocals. At one point she was even just like, you know, twirling her hair around like a lasso, so she really just tied everything into this one incredible performance. And while I unfortunately can't play you the stuff that she played at Oceaga, I can bring us this version of Boiled Peanuts from Glastonbury Festival, so we're going to be listening to that. But we're going to start off this set with an Oxford-based musician called Artemis Diamandi, who has been making kind of emo, doom, pop, metal, I guess is the closest I can call it. And he's been a huge, huge star online on TikTok and such. And he released two albums last year, which are quite very short albums, like 30 minutes long. And I'm going to be playing us some music from the second of these albums, which was called Yestina. And it's quite a big hit of his. It's a song called I Like the Way You Kiss Me. And I'm going to play us a live version of it just because I think he really comes alive live. He has a live band and they really bring this extra energy to the song. It, you know, there's some sick guitar solos at the end. It becomes quite metal as well. So I'm going to play us a performance from Radio 1's Big Weekend from earlier this summer. And you can find some of his work on his Bandcamp page, some older albums at A-R-T-E-M-A-S, artemis.bandcamp.com, or his website, artem.as. That's where you can find it. So let's start off with that. This is I Like the Way You Kiss Me from BBC Radio 1's Big Weekend.
One, two, three, four. I like the way you kiss me. I can tell you miss me. I can tell it is, I'm trying to be romantic, I hit up from the back just so you don't get attached. I like the way you kiss me, I can tell you miss me. I can tell it is, this. I'm trying to be romantic, I hit up from the back just so you don't get attached. You bite my lip just for the taste. You're on your knees, I'm on the case. You take the key and with such grace, you say we're done but here you stay. Said you're scared I let you down. Stick around and you find out. But don't you wanna make me proud? Cause I'm so wet, baby I'm so crazy. I like the way you kiss me. I can tell you miss me. I can tell it is, this. I'm trying to be romantic, I hit it from the back just so you don't get attached. I like the way you kiss me. I can tell you miss me. I can tell it is, this. I'm trying to be romantic, I hit it from the back just so you don't get attached. Do I stress you out?